The housing market stirs.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The National Association of Realtors says home resales surged last month to the highest level in almost 3 years. Joining us live is economist Conrad DeQuadros at RDQ Economics. Good morning.
Good morning.
So with unemployment rising so much, how did existing home sales jump 44% over last year?
Well, I think much of this gain, a lot of which has happened in the last 3 months, relates to the government's housing tax credit, which was initially supposed to expire at the end of November. So I think that recent sales got a lift as people were anticipating the end of that program and starting to get ahead of it. Okay. So I would guess that over the next several months, we'll start to see home sales levels pull back.
Right. I'm wondering what this says about whether you're buying or own. What does it say about prices?
Well, the price data have shown a little bit more stability. We've actually seen month-to-month increases in many measures of home prices. But I still think that the price environment for housing over the next year is going to be something somewhat of a difficult one, given that we still have elevated levels of housing supply. Foreclosure dynamics probably add to lower house prices in some areas. And so I think that this recent boost in home prices relates to the reduction of supply caused by the housing tax credit, and that we'll probably see some continued softness in home prices through 2010.
Well, Conrad DeQuadros at RDQ Economics, thanks for that.
My pleasure.
We mentioned high unemployment. It's hitting people, of course, and also the states that give unemployment benefits. Several state benefit funds are running out of money, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman tells us.
States have already borrowed about $25 billion from the federal government to pay unemployment benefits after their funds ran dry. Basic unemployment is paid by the states and funded by a small tax on employers. But Andrew Stettner of the National Employment Law Project says many states didn't raise enough from employers back when times were good.
Unemployment insurance financing was neglected for more than a decade. The funds were drained through tax cuts. We're facing the program's largest financing problem in its 75-year history.
25 states already have insolvent unemployment funds. More are headed that way. People on unemployment will still get their checks through federal loans to the states, but ultimately states have to pay the money back. State legislatures are now struggling over whether to trim unemployment benefits or raise taxes on employers to balance the books. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The government said this morning our economy did not grow as fast last quarter as first thought. The initial 3.5% growth number was revised down to 2.2%. But is Wall Street depressed? Nope. The S&P 500 is up 0.2%. The NASDAQ has risen almost twice that high. And the Dow is now ahead 39 points. It's at 10,454. Boeing is up 1.5%. The company says it bought half of Global Aeronautica, which assembles the fuselage for Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. European stocks closed 0.5% higher, and Asian markets gained about 1% earlier today. Beijing said today that it regrets a decision by the World Trade Organization that sides against China. It has to do with market restrictions China put up against makers of books, movies, songs, and video games. From Shanghai, Marketplace's Scott Tong has our story.
The Chinese rules that got struck down restrict Hollywood and other media providers. These industries have had to distribute their products through Chinese state-owned middlemen. With the WTO ruling, Beijing is expected to cut them out, so it'd be good for Hollywood. But Wilmer Hale attorney Lester Ross in Beijing says it's not the final act. There are other hurdles in China.
China's fundamental controls with respect to censorship and the actual number of films that are imported for theatrical release, those will not change under the WTO decision.
U.S. video game designers are also watching. Shanghai lawyer Greg Pilarowski says the Americans are largely frozen out of China, but that could change depending on the new rules. And China's online game sector is big.
A lot bigger than movies, and it's a lot bigger than music. It's the one that potentially could be the most lucrative to foreign companies.
If Beijing ignores the ruling, the U.S. could impose trade sanctions. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bank of America, working to meet the capital needs of qualified businesses and consumers. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/ahead. And is distributed by American Public Media. For information about underwriting this or other APM programs, such as Marketplace Money, visit AmericanPublicMedia.org.
iTunes may soon offer a TV subscription. The Wall Street Journal reports Apple is in talks to offer programming from CBS and Disney, which owns ABC and other networks. Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports on the latest in the Internet TV race.
Normally, you'd flip on your flat screen for this kind of show.
The winner of Survivor Samoa, Natalie.
But Apple wants you to turn to your computer screen. The Journal reports the company is in talks with CBS and Disney to offer programs on iTunes. A subscription might run you $30 a month. James McQuivy of Forrester Research says that may be too much, but Apple's definitely starting with the right networks.
Disney is the holder of much content, not just ABC, but ABC Family and Disney XD and a whole range of cable content that people are much more likely to pay for because it's for their children.
Apple wants to compete with big media like Comcast, Time Warner, and Verizon. Those companies already have online subscriptions in the works. Thing is, Apple offers more screens thanks to all those iPods and iPhones out there. Laura DiDio is with the consulting firm ITIC.
So if Apple were able to sign up enough networks, this could really change the economics of the TV landscape and business as we know it.
Adams Media Research reported internet spending on movies and TV shows is expected to surpass $1 billion next year. That's double what people spent last year. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And finally, you would think reindeer would be pretty sure-footed on the snow. But when a British shopping center booked a dozen reindeer to entertain shoppers, the local government said, send them back. Snow is on the way, and the reindeer could slip and hurt someone. A market spokesperson called it health and safety gone barmy. This is Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.